Hello, this is Paramjit Singh. Welcome to another edition of Passing Clouds podcast series. This is a podcast number 7. And I'm going to start with inviting you to a question. Can you recall a story that has impacted you or added value to your life or have provided you a direction in your life or have clarified values of your pursuit in your whole life? And the, one of the reasons why I invite you to on this contemplative journey to ask this question is that even though as humans we tend to believe that we would like to be objective and empirical, we do respond to stories much better because somehow it pulls the strings of our heart, and we humans are messy, mushy human beings. And on that note, I want to tell you a story which has impacted me significantly. Even though having read all the literature on various aspects, the values of pursuits, material things, and professional directions, one of the most important things that really impacted me and significantly changed the way I look at my life and pursue things was a story from a contemplative traditions. And this is a story about an old man and a poor villager. And it seems like that the poor man used to go into the forest looking for the woods for his family. And the old man, the old meditator, always saw him come into the forest, and at the end of the day, we'll see him walking back with a bundle of woods on his head. And one day, out of curiosity, he asked him that, "I see you coming in and going out with the bundle of woods on your head. What exactly is that you do?" The villager, the poor man, said that this is a source of my livelihood. I cut wood and I take it back to the market and I sell it, and that provides some sort of a livelihood to my family. Old man said that, "Have you ever considered going further into the forest?" The poor man was slightly suspicious, but then he thought that this person has nothing to gain from me. So he said that, "Well, there's nothing, no risk in losing anything." He decided to go deep into the forest. And the story goes on. And to cut the long story short, he kept on going further and further into the forest. And the story goes that he hit upon silver mine in that pursuit. And then he came upon gold mine and finally to the diamond mine. And when he hit upon the diamond mine, he came back running to that meditator, the old man in the hut, and said that, "You need to come with me. I found something very precious." Curiously, the old man asked, "What did you find?" And he said, "I found diamonds, something very shiny and something very precious." And the old man quietly and calmly said that, "I know of a thing which is much of a value than diamond." That's the end of the story. But this story left a deep mark on my psyche, because ever since I read it, it has kept on navigating me through various challenges. So each time when I overvalued certain things, I always recall that story. Each time I undervalued other things, I always remember that story. And story, whether I consciously or unconsciously remembering, it kept on coming back into my life. It brought me to this very important understanding that as much as we like to believe in data, we sometimes are moved more by the narrative aspect of human experience, that we respond to the stories which tuck at our heart and allows us to do things in certain ways. And this is one of those stories. The folklore is available in almost every tradition, cultural traditions. And it tells us, apart from other things, is that we pursue what we perceive to be the most valuable until or unless we find something which is more valuable than what we have been pursuing so far. And when we come to that point, the previous pursuit either loses its value or it becomes less important because the new pursuit will take precedent over what we have been doing so far. And the reason I am telling you this is that I want you to or invite you to this journey of contemplation, asking that the things you pursue each day, what sort of value they bring to your life? Can you inquire into the whole process? And can you find something which may be more valuable? Not in a way to think in a referential or comparative sense, but just to simply contemplate. Because the process of inquiry can be a wonderful way to look at how our life is going, how much and how well we spend our efforts, and where do we spend our efforts. Is there any need for us to change things? Is there any need for us to modify things? And without contemplation, we can't really move in that direction, because we continue being pursued by the pursuit itself. And this contemplation provides us a vehicle to ask the basic question, that do I do what I need to do to live a meaningful and purposeful life? And this sense of inquiry, we use our own body and mind as a crucible to ponder over these important questions. Contemplation doesn't need to be religious, or it doesn't need to be spiritual. It can be just a moment to pause, reflect, and on the basis of that reflection, on the basis of that inquiry, on the basis of that contemplation, we can continue on the path we have chosen so far, or we can slightly modify, take a U-turn, or just turn left or right, or do whatever we need to do to bring that sense of ease and comfort into our life. It is very relevant, because without these contemplative ideas, without these inquiries, we can be on a run which will not be as meaningful as we thought we were. In that sense, I invite you to consider your pursuits, consider your value system, consider your thought process, that why do you value certain things in certain ways? Why do you pursue certain things in certain ways? And what kind of value they bring to you? And then you can ask a follow-up question, what kind of value it brings to other people's life? Does it bring more comfort and ease to other people's life? Does it bring comfort and ease to your own self? Does it bring ease and comfort to your own family life? What kind of things are useful in this whole context? So this way of inquiring into you can be a wonderful way to work through the existential challenges we experience, because sometimes we do get carried away by our pursuits, or it may be not incorrect to say that pursuits carry us, because they offer us a value, whether that value is supposed or real, it's not very sure at the beginning stages, but we do get carried away by pursuits. So bring that contemplative idea into your daily practice. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter whether you want to contemplate about the material things you pursue, or whether you want to contemplate about the spiritual things you want to experience and pursue, or whether you want to just simply ponder about daily mundane issues. It's a wonderful way to inquire into the process. An inquiring process, as I have spoken about in the previous podcast, has a value in itself. It brings the reward in itself. If we approach things from a state of curiosity, they can add valuable lesson and direction to our life. So on that note, see if you want to take a moment each day in your life and bring that contemplative thought to pause and reflect. Then use that to work on your day. This is again offered in the spirit of inquiry, contemplation, playfulness. Inquire. Don't believe anything that's being said to you. It doesn't matter who says that. You are the main actor in this process. And if you can pursue this question, you would notice that it will bring added value to your life. In the context of the folklore, see if you're pursuing what is the most valuable, or are you running behind something which you have heard is valuable? If you like this podcast, or if you like these topics, please subscribe, share, like, and stay curious, stay contemplative, and be valuable. Thank you very much for being with me.